Adventure 34 Searching the City of the Gods. Milo finally figures out how to get the pod to Emilio and Gordon. After the group combines once again, it searches multiple areas looking for a place to stop. The group finds a tower with multiple elevator shafts leading up. The group heads to an observation deck and sees the two robotic armies fighting just outside the outer walls of the City of the Gods. The robot armies look similar, but are definitely fighting each other. Just behind the robot army from the Tower of Glass appears a horde of zombies. The zombies are closing in on the army of robots from the Tower of Glass, and they too are being shot by the robotic army of the City of the Gods. After a good while watching the fight, many shots are fired towards the observation area. The group also notices strange alien floating creatures coming from behind the tower to the southwest. Milo concludes that this must be the location of the monster generator. The group closes the blast shields. Milo works on the computer in the observation deck and soon some robotic units appear in a pod. Orendel is surrounded by some Tanglefoot grenades and someone the group just met, name unimportant, is killed in a grenade explosion. The robots try using electrical shock but don't manage to hurt the party. After all the robots are dispatched, Goroth is shocked while investigating one. The encounters another MBK unit as it enters from another elevator shaft. The group befriends this MBK unit as well. He claims to be MBK 743 or something like that. The group briefly converses with it, and the MBK doesn't appear hostile. The party decides to go into an elevator shaft with it and return to the ground floor to cross to the tower they believe to be inhabited. The group descends and realizes that the elevator keeps descending below the level which they wanted to go to. They must be descending into the heart of the ship. The group asks the MBK what is happening, and he responds that he is taking the group to his master. Suddenly Emilio gets trigger happy and fires at the MBK. After multiple shots, the MBK is damaged and Goroth disables it with a spell. During the next few minutes of descent, the group hears a loud explosion, and seconds later the elevator comes to a stop. The group wanders out with Milo holding the MBK bound and attached to a staff of sorts. The group realizes that they are in a large round chamber with a roof a few hundred feet high, and just as round with the elevator shaft descending to the base and ceiling. Gordon flies around and sees that the shaft has been damaged. Alejandra tries to rig the elevator to work, but it appears to lack power. After a few minutes of searching around, the group discovers that the walls are not only pitted but contain hundreds of 10m holes with shafts leading in all directions. The group explores and looks in a few holes. Within minutes of descending to this low level, the group starts to hear an unnerving scream. A well-armored beholder appears seconds later and begins an assault on the party. Gordon opens up a barrage of bullets. Emilio is shaken with fear, Milo is turned to stone, Banrak is put to sleep, Goroth flees, and Alejandra flies away invisibly. Orendel navigates around the elevator shaft, but is surprised to see a hole materialize in the wall which lies between the beholder and himself. Orendel watches as Gordon guns the beholder down after dozens of shots barely penetrate the beholder armor and its natural skin. Orendel's own blaster shots did little. Just before Milo was turned to stone, the MBK reactivated, but was stuck to the staff.